Hi, it's Patrick Cox. And just to say that the next season of Subtitle is nearly here. And if you haven't listened to Subtitle before, here's why Kavita Pillay and I love to make these episodes. All of us, we all kid ourselves that we know a lot about language. We use it every day, almost every waking hour. Why wouldn't we know everything there is to know about language? We don't, though. Most of it is still a mystery. How it began, for example, or how it supposedly defines us as humans, how we come up with new words, why some languages stick around while others fade away, why we fall in love with language, and for that matter, why we fall in love with the help of language. So long as these and many other linguistic mysteries remain, we figure we'll have an endless supply of stories and people to tell those stories. So this season, we'll have some new episodes, also a few of our favorites from the past, which we'll update. The first episode will be here in a matter of days. I'll leave you with a few of the voices that you'll hear in the coming months, and we'll see you soon.
When I was a little kid, I used to wait on summer mornings for the mail guy to come. He would pull into the driveway and toot his horn, and that meant he had a Braille book for me. He had a book for me, whatever it was going to be, from the lending library. And I'd go tearing down the stairs and fling myself down the front porch steps and crash into his car and say, "Give it to me, give it to me." And it was this big moment that there was going to be a book. And you bet that I read every word of that book. Every word. I didn't skip a page because it was the book that there was to read for that week.
I had two different people tell me the traumas of their childhood, one of whom was named Anne Marie Adams. And consequently, she said whether it was first or last name, she was always called first. The other, whose name began with a W, the trauma of in the old days when exam results were mailed out in alphabetical order, the having to wait endlessly because she was W.
I think they need to make an effort to get to know the Frisian people and the Frisian language because we're not stubborn at all. Do you think we're stubborn?
What do you think I'm going to say?
Hub and Spoke. Audio Collective.